There's been a set of terrific stories across this round of AFL as we head to this Anzac Day encounter with Collingwood and Essendon. Surely none better than Carlton getting its first win under Brendan Bolton as coach in this new era over in the West against Fremantle, which condemns the Dockers to a 0-5 start. He was tremendously brave to even play Mark Murphy, and his leadership was outstanding throughout the afternoon. The Blues got what they deserved, and Mark is with us on Grandstand AFL. Welcome and congratulations.
Thanks, Jared.
Is this a special win?
Yeah, it was a great win. We've been putting in a lot of hard yards over the pre-season and been playing some good footy at times early in the year. Probably a little bit stiff not to get over the line the first game, but the boys have been pretty positive over the last 4 weeks, although not getting any wins. And to get a win, that's what you play footy for.
I know David and Brad will ask you a lot of questions about the team, but let me just ask you about yourself. So, did you have 12 staples in your head? Is that right?
Yeah, had 12 staples put in the head last week. So, had a fair gash last week against the boys.
Was there any advice or a risk that you wouldn't play?
Oh, not really. I think, from going into the rooms during the third quarter last week, it was a pretty sizable gash, so I wasn't going to come back on for the remainder of that game. But it all healed pretty well during the week, and I had a pretty good padding underneath the helmet as well. So, the docs are pretty happy with it going into the game.
How was it that you came to wear the helmet? Whose idea? And was that the only way that you could really play?
Yeah, the doc says that's the only way you're going to run out in the ground. So, whether or not I'll wear it next week after having a good win, that remains to be seen. So I might have to wear it for the rest of the career if we keep on winning games. But it was not a great look wearing the helmet, but got the job done, which is what I was after.
Will you have a decent scar at the end of all of it?
Luckily enough, it's through most of my hairline. So I've only got probably a centimetre that comes under the forehead. So I'm pretty lucky in that respect that it wasn't all the way across my forehead, because it did go through all five layers of the scalp apparently. So it was a pretty deep one. So I was pretty lucky it was in the hairline, which is good.
Great effort to play. David Park and Brad Saul.
Murph, well done, mate. It was just a fantastic gift. I know personally how much it would have meant to you, but you're superstitious, aren't you? You will wear it next week.
I certainly will.
I have a little wager on. I know you well enough to know that if you played, you couldn't have played a better game. You couldn't have done more at the right and appropriate time than you did. I'll be very surprised if you take the helmet off, mate.
Yeah, well, I think Nathan Burke, I think, did that.
Yep.
I think he wore it and played pretty well and decided to wear it for the rest of his career. So, anyway, we'll see how it goes. I think I'll wear it for maybe one more week, and then if we win and I play all right again, I might just keep wearing it.
No, I wouldn't reckon. The fantastic thing, we viewed it from afar, obviously, but the way I've not seen that your team hold it in the manner which they did in the front half or even inside the forward 50, as long and as hard, the work on the way out to just prevent the Dockers from getting any chance to actually use it well on the way out of the front half.
Yeah, it's something we've been training really hard all pre-season, and I think in our first few games we'd had patches where we've done that pretty well. But you can't play patches of good footy and expect to win games. So I think we did that for long enough yesterday afternoon, and it's definitely something that we've been training really hard and starting to see a few results from, which is really good.
Murph, Sully here, mate. Bolts has obviously rejuvenated the entire place, but what are a couple of the main takeaways in this early phase that you've learnt from Bolts?
There's a lot. Sully, as you know, he's a terrific bloke and a really good teacher. He keeps everything very simple. You know exactly where you stand. With Bolts, he makes everything very easy for everyone to understand. He's to the point. He wants everyone to be participants, which is something he's really big on, rather than just sitting there and being a recipient. He wants boys to really take ownership of their careers, and I think the boys are really responding to that.
Can I ask about Rowey and Jonesy at the same time? I mean, both a fair bit of criticism, one over a longer period than the other one. Both got in Rowie played as well as I've seen him in a really difficult role against a good opponent. He just did the right thing all night, and Jonesy stood up to finish and kicked a couple. Critical, isn't it, that the those tall key blokes are able to do the job?
Yeah, exactly. And I think Rowie, by his own admission, is one bloke that doesn't really need to get a heap of the football. He's there to lock down on the big tall forwards, and he's starting to get some really good running players around Sammy, which he doesn't really need to get much of the ball. He just needs to spoil and to lock down and be a third man to assist other guys. So he's playing some good footy at the moment, really. For some reason, he is a maligned player because he probably does make a few little skill errors here and there, but you can't question his heart and his leadership out there with the other guys. So I think especially the younger guys really enjoy playing with him down there. And as you said, Jonesy to stand up late in the game, and he's getting an opportunity on the bolts and to kick a couple of goals late was really great for him.
Did you go thinking you could win, Mark?
Oh, certainly. I think something I've really enjoyed this season is the amount of time we've put into the opposition and have a really strong game plan about what it takes to beat them. And I've gone in really confident every week that we can, if we stick to our system and our structures, that obviously come with a real hard effort as well, that you can beat opposition sides. And we knew it was a big task, although they were, you know, zipping four, to go over to Subi and to beat them on the home deck was a great win.
So learning to win is significant, obviously, during this phase. Could you sort of feel the idea out on the ground building as the more you stuck to the plan, the more likely it became that you could get the result?
Yeah, certainly. I think something we've been focusing on in our leadership meetings is about communicating the entire game. The game is stopped for quite a fair portion of the time out there. So, resetting and setting up our structures and talking about where we're at and what we need to do. And we've been training a lot of scenarios over the pre-season, and we got an opportunity to put that into practice late in the game yesterday, and I thought we did that pretty well. So, it was a great feeling to walk off Subi and get a strong win.
So the win would mean a lot to everybody. For Brendan Bolton, it's his first win at Carlton. Did he give you a hint of how much it meant to him?
Oh, look, he was smiling pretty big yesterday, like a lot of the coaching staff. But, I think you focus so much on process and not worry about the result, so to speak. But as players, obviously, you're out there winning games of football. And to the guys' credit, over the last 4 weeks, if you go zipping four, the players can get pretty flat. But to the guys' credit and to the coaching staff's credit, the players have been up and about, staying really positive about where we're going and where we want to be. And I think you saw a really united team out there yesterday, and something we want to really carry forward for the rest of the season.
Good on you, Mark. Thanks for your time, and well done.
No worries. Thanks, guys.